Ambulances rushed to the scene Wednesday following the latest attack in Kabul, the deadliest to date for Italian soldiers deployed in the country. At least 6 Italian soldiers were killed. The blast also wounded 52 civilians and 4 Italian soldiers. At around midday local time, officials say a car loaded with explosives struck 2 vehicles carrying Italian paratroopers along the airport road near the U.S. embassy. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. As soon as news reached Rome, a minute of silence was observed in the lower house of parliament. Messages of condolence and solidarity were sent to the relatives of the victims. Italian Defense Minister Ignazio La Russa immediately made a brief address to Parliament, saying this was a very painful moment. He made clear the attack would not deter Italy's commitment to the region.
Agli infami vigliacchi aggressori che hanno colpito.
La Russa said that the villainous and cowardly aggressors who have once again hit in the most vicious way should know Italy will not stop its mission and will continue to assess it with its international allies. Italy has about 2,800 soldiers in Afghanistan. According to the Defense Ministry, 21 Italian troops have been killed in Afghanistan. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.